welcome to the Dare to Believe podcast. I'm Christy Grainer, and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And Brittany and I are both dream interpreters. And so part of what we do at Dare to Believe is interpret dreams. We have some dreams that were sent to us by dreamers, and we've sent them the interpretations, but we're going to share them with you and tell you how we got the interpretation that we sent them.
Yeah.
That sound good?
That sounds good.
All right. So why don't you read us a first dream?
Yes. So in the dream, I saw a gigantic bride and bridegroom standing on top of this mountain that was full of lush green grass and blooming wildflowers. There was a wedding officiant there as well, and there was a cloud or mist swirling around the heads and shoulders of the bride and groom. The bride was turned away just a little bit, blushing, and she couldn't stop smiling and laughing, but as the ceremony began, she turned her attention towards the groom, and the train of her dress, as she turned completely, covered a large city that was below this mountain. A pure white veil was then placed over the heads of the bride and groom so that their attention was only on each other. They were both wearing white, and it was so bright and sunny outside, an absolutely beautiful day. As the wedding began, I woke up. I was not in the dream at all, but it was like watching it all play out.
Oh, that's a really good dream. Mm-hmm. That's a nice dream. And it's nice that it's bright and sunny. Mm-hmm. That tells us this is a good dream. It's filled with truth. It's filled with light because God is light. He is in him. There is no darkness. He tells us this in his word. And so we know that when there's a lot of light in a dream, a lot of color, that you're getting God's truth. That doesn't mean it's always going to be easy to take or happy things. It may be a warning or a correction, but you get God's truth. And even when there are tough things in dreams, which this doesn't have anything tough in the dream, but if there's something tough going on in the dream, you know it's a dream from God because of the emotion. At the end, you will feel hopeful or you know that something good can come out of this situation. Even if it isn't a good dream and you're getting corrected or hurt or something's going on, there's hope at the end of the dream. When a dream is not from the Lord, you're left hopeless because he doesn't ever leave us hopeless. So that will help us in the dream interpretation. Yeah. But one thing that helps when you're interpreting a dream is to tell the dream back to the dreamer. And this is helpful. And I especially appreciate it because I start to see things in my mind's eye and it helps me to remember the dream better and think through the dream better and process the dream better. So I'm going to tell you the dream back as if you were the dreamer. Okay. And you tell me if I've got it right. Okay, so you're seeing these people. So the dreamer is seeing these people. The dreamer is not one of them, just seeing these people. Mm-hmm. And it's a bride and a groom at the top of a very high mountain. It is sunny and bright, and the bride is blushing. There's an officiant in front of them, and the train of the bride's dress goes all the way down the mountain and covers a city, mm-hmm. correct? And so then some kind of a covering is put over the bride and groom so that they only are tending to each other. And that's pretty much the end of the dream, right? Am I missing anything?
Yep. It was just, they were both wearing white. It was bright and sunny outside and an absolutely beautiful day.
Yes. And one of the things we often say is this is a good dream and it's about you, but it is not about the dreamer. And how do we know, Brittany, this is not about the dreamer?
The key point is she said it at the end, is she said, I felt like I was just watching it all play out.
Yes. So usually there's three vantage points you can have in a dream, and you know they mean different things. So when you're smack dab in the middle of a dream and you're seeing it and it's all about you, it's all about you. You're the one with the actions around you. Everything takes place around you. The dream's about you. And we know that the dream's fully about you. There can be times when there are you and somebody else or another group of people or a people group or something and you're all interacting. Then that dream is about you and that people group. But when you are watching a dream happen, it is a dream for what?
It is a dream for intercession, for prayer.
Yes. So the dreamer is being called to pray for something. Mm-hmm. And so we have to figure out, well, what are they being called to pray about? And it's light and it's bright. So we know that it's a good dream and God's talking about something and calling this intercessor to pray for something. So it's an intercessory dream. And what is she being called to pray for?
Really, I mean, it speaks about it in the dream where it's covered over the city.
Yes.
And so
the bride would be the bride of Christ, which is the body of Christ. The people of God are the bride of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. And God is calling her to pray that the bride would be pure. Mm-hmm. and that the purity of the bride, the purity of the church would cover the city. And why are they on a high place?
Because they're there, which is there with the Lord. The bride and the groom are there with the Lord on the high place.
Yes. So Jesus is the groom. The church is the bride. The people of God are the bride. So they're in a high place, which means they're in a high spiritual place. And this wedding, this unity is taking place between the bride and the groom, which is a beautiful thing. It's an end time prophecy, basically. And she's being called to pray that the church would become pure and the church would unite with Jesus, and that the effect would cover the city because the people, you know, because of the high place. And so that's a good dream.
It's a really good dream.
Yeah.
It's a really good dream. Yeah.
So the dreamer was called to pray for people, pray for the church. Pray for the church's relationship with the Lord, that it would be pure, that it would, the church would only see Jesus. Because, you know, the church gets distracted.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to assume that the church always sees Jesus, but the church gets distracted just like anyone else in this world. Mm-hmm. It's a hard place to raise money and to take care of people, and you can get real distracted. And so the prayer is that the church would be looking at Jesus as, you know, he's our head, the head of the church. And so, and we are the bride of Christ. So for us to be pure, to us have eyes only for him, to us be in the heavenly places, focusing on him, that's a good prayer.
Yeah. And that's all the metaphor that's kind of in there is, you know, the bride was blushing, she was turning away, but then eventually turned her face towards the groom. You know, that's part of that intercession, exactly what you're talking about and what this dreamer is called to pray into. And that's what's so fun about being able to connect with the dreamer on the dream. You know, the dreamer might have a place in ministry that might be a part of their role. Maybe they are on an intercession prayer team.
Maybe, we don't know.
But that's what's so fun is, especially with dreams, is figuring out how that relates to that individual and what their role is actually presently, you know, in what they're doing. So
this, we would say the purpose of this dream is for calling and intercession, calling as a prophetic intercessor and the call and to pray. So that's a good dream.
It is very a good dream.
So I'm Christy Grainer. This is Brittany Wagner with me, and we are with Dare to Believe Ministries. Thanks for joining us. Mm-hmm.